word on the street. Thanks to Helena Valley Lifestyle Village.
Well, now I'm on the portable microphone because we are down to the final two, and the way this will work is a lawnmower throw. Each contestant will have three opportunities. Katie, I'll say hello to you first. Are you feeling a bit nervous?
Oh, a little bit, Ollie.
All right, that's okay. Now, Katie, just remind us as well, your word on the street was that a train was on fire, its wheels were on fire.
Yeah, that's right, on the Joondalup line.
Very good. Well done to you. Eagle eye, that's what you did. And Tony, how are you feeling? A bit nervous as well?
A bit more nervous than my wedding day, mate.
This will be easier than the wedding day, trust me, because we'll have a result very, very soon is what I'm trying to say politely. I was going to say it'll be over pretty quickly, but I can't say that, but I did. So, Tony, your word on the street as well was in the CBD recently.
That's correct. That was the footbridge in Mercantile Lane in the city.
That's right. First on the scene, reported into Perth Live's Word on the Street that the footbridge collapsed. Now, we've had a decision here. It's the best of three throws with the lawnmower here into the washing basket because, as they say here at the Helena Valley Lifestyle Village, when you move in, you toss the lawnmower out, you don't need it anymore. Tony, you're first. Here we go. Tony, good luck to you. He's thrown it. Ooh, and he's just gone a little too far. But that's all right. He'll have two other opportunities. Katie, you're up. Let's have your first throw. And Katie has overthrown it. So luckily they get three opportunities here because the lawnmower, unfortunately, has not landed into the basket. Tony, whenever you're ready, you can have your second opportunity, your second throw. No, he's overthrown it as well. So, Katie, the pressure's on you. And she's missed it too. This could be a long afternoon. They get a third opportunity. No pressure here, but Tony, this could be for the win. No, he's missed it. Unfortunately, Tony's missed it. Katie, all the pressure is on you. You've got to get this now into the washing basket. This is for $10,000. We're going to have to keep going. Unfortunately, they both missed it. So it was the best of three. It's now basically sudden death, but you both get an opportunity. So, Tony, you're first. No, he's missed it. Katie, you get this in, you win. She's a bit nervous. She's feeling the pressure. Yeah! We're going to give it to her. Congratulations. Katie's won $10,000. Bad luck, Tony. Katie, congratulations. You've won $10,000. Can you believe it?
I can't. We're leaving for Japan in a week and a half. So this is going to make an amazing family holiday.
Beautiful. So how many in the family, Katie?
So myself, my husband, and we have three beautiful kids.
So three beautiful kids. How good is that $10,000 to go and enjoy a great holiday in Japan just by telling us what you'd seen? That's all you had to do in Perth Live's Word on the Street. Phone through that breaking news and you're $10,000 richer today.
Oh, that's thanks to 6PR. Thanks to Helena Lifestyle Village for having us here and putting on the spread. Yeah, thanks to you, Ollie, and Word on the Street. Keep calling in, guys. Yeah.
Well done to you. Congratulations to you, Katie. Make sure you go and celebrate with your family tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Katie has just won $10,000 thanks to the Helena Valley Lifestyle Village. Bad luck to Tony, but oh so close. And as we say, if you have seen or heard something between 3 and 6, 9221882 or at any time, WOTS at 6PR.com.au. What is your word on the streets?